local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Start hour number two on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you for the next 49 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening today. All the stuff you'll need to know as you head to your Christmas parties and talk about stuff other than work. Like, hey, what'd you hear about that? Hear about the lady who had the world record this year for the loudest burp. All that, much more coming here over the course of the next 49 minutes with our full rundown here. Austin will have traffic and weather. Our first update this hour coming up in about 3 minutes. We do start, as we always do, with our top three stories. And Israel and tensions between Israel and the U.S. Going up another level here today. Israeli forces apologizing for mistakenly killing three hostages held by Hamas. IDF troops opened fire on the hostages during a battle in northern Gaza after accidentally deeming them to be a threat. IDF did confirm the individuals were, in fact, hostages, though they stressed this is an area where soldiers have encountered many terrorists and suicide bombers. Along those lines, the U.S. wants to see results on Israel's intent to avoid civilian deaths in the Gaza Strip.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
And that from President Biden yesterday. U.S. officials say that the Biden administration has informed the Israeli government that it wants to end the large-scale ground campaign in the region. And back home in the States, the Senate delaying its holiday break to work on an immigration deal. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that the Senate will be back in session Monday. The House recessed for the holiday break. And Senate Republicans say an immigration deal is crucial before they can vote on U.S. aid to Israel and Ukraine. So negotiators from both parties and the White House will be working through the weekend. Those are our top three stories here on a Friday, right before traffic and weather together, our top local story. Escambia County's red bulb total now up to 6 in this month's Keep the Wreath Green campaign. This after a fire at the Water's Edge Apartments Wednesday afternoon led to significant damage and two families being displaced. There were minor injuries. Everybody did refuse transportation to the hospital. The cause of the fire was determined to be discarded by cigarettes. Also, the son of Rebecca Jones, the fire department of health scientist, as well as former congressional candidate, is pleading no contest this week to charges tied to threats made to Holly Navarre Middle School. According to the PNJ, an agreement is expected to be reached for probation once a complete psychiatric evaluation is done. On her TikTok, Jones says all her son did was share social media memes.
One was a screenshot from a rap video by Lil Darkie. One was the scumbag brain meme. And one was a meme that was critical of cops in Uvalde and school resource officers.
Now, Jones alleges that the police were not going to charge her son. However, the state stepped in and overruled the police and brought the charges forward. She says it's in retaliation for a whistleblower lawsuit that she had filed. According to the arrest report, however, there were specific messages, including, quote, I want to shoot up the school, and, quote, I always keep a knife on me, so maybe I'll just stab people, IDK, which is short for I don't know. 5:15 right now, Austin has the latest on the roads.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there's actually a lot to touch on. First of all, downtown near East and West Garden Street in that area there, we've got a lot of congestion actually going on in that area. We also got a couple of accident reports near the three-way intersection of Langley Avenue, North 9th Avenue, and Tippin Avenue. So if you are in that area, that is looking pretty rough at the moment. Ones that we're still dealing with some issues with are the intersection of North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road. We've got some issues there. Pine Forest Road, it's looked worse, but it's still giving us some issues if you're traveling either north or southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road. And Mobile Highway, there's still slight congestion towards the intersection with Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway. Lastly, Santa Rosa County, what we've been dealing with a lot of issues with over there is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, you're still going to have some issues in that area as well.
All right. Thank you very much, meteorologist Alan Strum now.
Clouds are moving back in the skies tonight. Overnight lows will be in the 50s. We've got a good chance for rain on Saturday. Look for showers and maybe a thunderstorm. That's going to be mainly during the afternoon hours right on into Saturday night. So off and on rain is expected. High of about 60 on Saturday. On Sunday, the rain should be out and the clouds should begin to clear. High Sunday, low 60s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. It is currently 63 degrees, 54 the overnight low tonight with mostly cloudy skies. A few more local headlines here. The Domes facility, District 1 Medical Examiner's Office now moving forward as all four counties that the District 1 serves have agreed to split the costs.
Yeah, it certainly is a critical need and a piece of the public infrastructure that most people don't think about. And we're certainly not building a Taj Mahal. You know, we're building what's necessary and needed for the district now and for decades to come.
That Taj Mahal comment, a little jabbed at Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkins. That was Dan Shubler, the operations manager for Domes. So this is a facility that will be built in Santa Rosa County to serve Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties. Also here, still no General Chappie James Memorial Plaza, 6 months after a groundbreaking ceremony. No work has been done yet on the plaza that'll sit at the foot of the 3 Mile Bridge.
We had higher hopes. We were hoping that we'd be done by now.
Chris Dosev chairs the Chappie James Memorial Foundation, talked to Channel 3. He says the foundation has secured all but $750,000 of the money needed, but that was supposed to come from tourism tax dollars doled out by Escambia County. 518, we will take our first break this hour, back with state and national headlines on a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the one thing God will not forgive? After all, the Bible plainly explains that if we seek God's forgiveness, He will forgive sins such as lust, lying, and even murder. But the one sin that God will not forgive is the sin of unbelief. To refuse to believe in Jesus' virgin birth, or His sinless life, or His substitutionary death, or His resurrection from the dead, or to refuse to believe anything that the Scripture declares about Jesus is to consign your own soul to an eternal hell. The good news of the gospel is a message of forgiveness of sin, but again, the one sin that God will not forgive is unbelief. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Breakfast with Santa benefiting the Gulf Coast Kids House at Casino Beach Bar is Saturday morning. Tickets include a breakfast buffet and goodie bag. Your kids will get a special picture with Santa. See gulfcoastkidshouse.org for more. Don't miss the First City Lights Festival, part of Pensacola Winterfest. The historic district is lit up with more than 500,000 lights. See downtownpensacola.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Berman Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Berman Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
NAS Whiting Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Whiting Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in this Monday at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Jim Grimes from Southern Media wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at Duncan McCall Advertising, we want to wish you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Sheila Nichols from Pensacola State College wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Here, News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Happy Friday, one and all. I hope you got big plans for the weekends. Maybe that holiday party with work. Maybe you're buying all your presents, getting all your shopping done here. Whatever it is, hope you have a safe and a fun weekend there. 5:23, getting some state headlines in here before we get our next update on the roads and weather. Starting in Lake County, a prosecutor is pursuing the death penalty against a man accused of sexually abusing a child. 36-year-old Joseph Giampa was indicted by a grand jury this week, and state attorney Bill Gleason says the decision to pursue the death penalty reflects the gravity of the charges. This year, of course, lawmakers passed a bill allowing the death penalty for those convicted of sexually battering children under 12 years old, and this would be the first case tried under that new law where the death penalty is being pursued.
And five teenagers are facing felony charges following a brawl at Stoneman Douglas High School. Police say that the suspects were caught on camera jumping a student and body slamming him in a parking lot earlier this week. The victim is getting treatment at the local hospital for a skull fracture, but is expected to be okay. He told police that he had been harassed by the suspects for several days before the attack.
Yeah, I saw the video. It was pretty troubling to watch. Landed right on his head. And, you know, obviously, you know, glad that he is going to be okay. The suspects here are very lucky that they did not cause serious damage, even death. I mean, it was pretty tough to watch there. Law enforcement agencies around Florida are launching another Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over campaign. Attorney General Ashley Moody says last December there were almost 160 deadly crashes across Florida. The safety campaign will now run through New Year's Day.
And SeaWorld Orlando is planning to build its own resort. The company filed a development review plan earlier this week for Project Starboard. The proposed 16-story hotel would sit on nearly 30 acres of land on the theme park. It would also have just over 500 rooms, a parking garage, retail space, and conference rooms. The goal would be to eventually connect the resort with the park. 525 here, Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, getting you another check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, Pine Forest Forest Road is still giving us a lot of issues, especially if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. We've still got some backups in that area. The intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road, we've still got some issues there. A three-way intersection of Langley Avenue, Tippin Avenue, and North 9th Avenue. Had a couple of accident reports from there earlier, and that congestion has not lessened at all, so look out for that. And also downtown on East and West Garden Street, that area there, we've still got backups going on in that area. No accident report from what I can see. It may just be evening traffic. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we're going to have issues there as well until further notice.
All right. Channel 3 First Warning Weather, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Clouds are moving back in the skies tonight. Overnight lows will be in the 50s. We've got a good chance for rain on Saturday. Look for showers and maybe a thunderstorm. That's going to be mainly during the afternoon hours right on into Saturday night. So off and on, rain is expected. High of about 60 on Saturday. On Sunday, the rain should be out and the clouds should begin to clear. High Sunday, low 60s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 63 currently, 54 the overnight low tonight. Cloudy and cloud cover pretty much all day tomorrow. Best chance of rain's going to be tomorrow night into Sunday. Sunday, just a 40% chance of showers, should be clearing out later on in the day, maybe a bit of a cool down as well, kind of like what we had last Sunday. I was not expecting it to get that cool that quickly, or that early on in the day, I should say, but so maybe that's coming this Sunday here, as we'll have a high of 63, sunny Monday, 37 for the low on Monday night. Taking a look at what's happening around the nation today, a defense spending bill will prevent any president from pulling out of NATO without congressional approval. Congress passed the bill this week, and President Biden is expected to sign off on it. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has been critical of NATO in the past and has indicated he might pull the U.S. out if he's elected.
And the U.S. Supreme Court is declining to block Illinois' assault weapons ban. Justice Amy Coney Barrett denied an emergency request for an injunction. A similar request was denied by the court in May. The high court was asked to step in after the federal appeals court in Chicago upheld the law last month. It was passed in earlier this year in response to the deadly mass shooting at Highland Park's 2022 July 4th parade.
Well, of course, Christmas is a week from Monday, but, you know, you really only have couple days left to get those packages off. The U.S. Postal Service says if you want items delivered by Christmas Day, you need to have them in the regular mail by tomorrow.
We've invested in our employees, training, infrastructure, transportation, new equipment. So we are good to go and everything's looking very good.
And Monday will be the deadline, starting the deadline on Monday for priority mail, and then FedEx and UPS will have their deadline starting on Tuesday, so get them in the mail here.
Jurors in Rudy Giuliani's defamation trial have awarded nearly $150 million to two Georgia election workers. It was determined that the former Donald Trump lawyer defamed the poll workers in 2020. He accused them of helping to steal the 2020 presidential election from Trump and was subsequently charged with spreading conspiracy theories about him.
A date for demolition has been set for the house where four University of Idaho students were killed last year. Steve Gonsalves' daughter, Kaylee, was murdered in the house. He says it's very important to the case.
The house is evidence, probably one of the biggest pieces of evidence.
Brian Koberger's attorneys were given access to the house to take pictures, measurements, and possibly drone video. Back in October, the FBI did a scan on the house that will be used to create visual aids for the trial. Demolition will be starting December 28th, and a date for Koberger's trial has not been set.
And lastly, the Senate has approved back pay for senior military officers who had their promotions held up for months by Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. The bill passed unanimously Thursday and will still require House approval when lawmakers return from the holiday break. Tuberville held up promotions for 10 months in protest of a Defense Department policy allowing service members travel reimbursement for abortion care.
A quick recap of our top three stories. The U.S. wants to see results on Israel's intent to avoid civilian deaths in the Gaza Strip. Today, Israeli forces are apologizing for mistakenly killing 3 Israeli hostages that were held by Hamas. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says negotiators will be working through the weekend as the Senate tries to get a deal on aid to the U.S. southern border, which Republicans say is crucial to them supporting aid to Ukraine. 5:30 right now, Fox News Update.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. A federal jury has ordered Rudy Giuliani to pay more than $148 million to two Georgia election workers for falsely accusing them of rigging the 2020 presidential election against Donald Trump. The former New York City mayor is pledging to challenge the ruling.
Certainly we'll appeal. The absurdity of the number merely underscores the absurdity of the entire proceeding.
Shay Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, say they suffered emotional harm from Giuliani's false claims. Israeli forces say its military accidentally killed 3 Israeli hostages that had been detained by Hamas. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby telling Fox News.
It's heartbreaking. It's tragic, this news coming out of Gaza today.
And the Israeli military mistook the hostages as a threat. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The Congressional Budget Office says it expects inflation to approach the Federal Reserve's 2% target rate in 2024, as overall growth is expected to slow and unemployment's expected to rise into 2025. The CBO's updated economic projections expect the jobless rate to hit 4.4% in the fourth quarter of next year and remain close to that level throughout 2025. The unemployment rate currently 3.7%. In an effort to expand its beverage business, Greek yogurt maker Chobani says it's acquiring ready-to-drink coffee maker La Colombe for $900 million. Chobani says it bought the Philadelphia-based company through a combination of newly issued term loans, cash on hand, and in exchange for Keurig Dr. Pepper's minority stake in the coffee brewer. U.S. stocks finished mostly higher today, wrapping up a seventh consecutive week in the green for the major market indexes. Today, the S&P 500 was virtually flat, but the NASDAQ composite rose 52 points. The Dow Industrials edged up 56. That's Your Money Now.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Speedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a door frame. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawon'twait.com. That's gawon'twait.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. In 2021, Rich Bisaccia became the Raiders' interim head coach. The Silver and Black went 7-5 and made the playoffs. The Raiders didn't give Bisaccia the full-time gig and instead hired Josh McDaniels. Josh lasted 25 games, and now Antonio Pierce is the interim head coach, and he's gone 3-3. Mark Davis should consider two names for his next permanent head coach. The first is Jim Harbaugh, and if he isn't interested, then Antonio Pierce should get the full-time gig. I'm Zach Gelb.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We will get another check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola, on Pine Forest Road, between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, traveling both north and southbound, we've still got some issues in that area, though it does appear to be lessening some. Also, we had an accident report earlier at the three-way intersection of Tippin Avenue, Langley Avenue, and North 9th Avenue. We've still got some congestion there, but it appears to be lessening as well. North Davis Highway, if you're traveling southbound towards Airport Boulevard, we've got some issues there. Look out for that. Same can be said about the intersection of North Davis and Olive Road. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, expect some issues there as well.
Clouds are moving back in for the weekend, and there's a good chance for rain. Overnight, it's lows in the 50s, high Saturday of about 60, with a rain chance that's high during the middle of the day, and that continues right on into Saturday night. The rain should be out on Sunday. The clouds will begin to clear. Sunday's highs, low 60s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. It's 63 degrees right now. Overnight low tonight is going to be 54, mostly cloudy skies. Rain most likely tomorrow night into Sunday morning. High of 62 tomorrow, 64 on Sunday, and overnight low will be 54 Saturday night and down to 43 on Sunday. So that's a look at what is coming up here over the course of the weekend. 5:39 here at News Radio 92.3. Quickly getting a quick check of what's happening in the world of sports today. So, of course, the Chargers with an embarrassing loss last night against the Raiders. It was 63-21. It was like 49-7 at halftime, something stupid like that. Head coach Brandon Staley, general manager Tom Telesco fired today. Busy slate of NFL games tomorrow. We've got the Steelers and Colts, Vikings, Bengals, and the Broncos and Lions. Triple header on NFL Network tomorrow. Sunday games include the Cowboys and the Bills, and a big Sunday night game, Ravens and Jaguars. 5:39 here right now. We'll go to the phones, bring on, as we do every Friday, Tanner Stewart, reporter and anchor over at Channel 3. Tanner, how are you today, sir?
Doing all right, Joe. Happy Friday. We are one day closer to the big day.
Yes, we are.
10 days now.
Yeah. So, what is the week of Christmas like here for a distinguished investigative reporter such as yourself? I mean, we obviously, you know, things are going to be slowing down. Do you get a lot of time off here over the next couple of weeks, or are you going to be maybe stepping into the big chair for Bob and Sue? What's that going to look like?
Yet to be seen. We don't know. It all kind of fluctuates. I'll find out probably sometime next week. Hopefully the earlier the better. But I tell you, I was on the phone with my dad this morning, and he was asking me how many times I've worked on the holidays. And I can't tell you, Joe, countless Christmas days, Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving. And that's part of it. I'm not complaining. I knew that getting into it. That wasn't. I have to say that there's worse things to do on Christmas if you have to work. So, I enjoy every minute. And as of right now, though, I think we're lucky because Christmas Day falls on a Monday.
That's right.
So, who knows? I don't know if that's good or bad as far as work schedules go. But yeah, looking forward to it. I think, now don't hold me to this, but I think we have somewhat of an abbreviated show schedule on Monday, which, cross your fingers, makes things a little easier for much of the news team on Christmas Day.
Tanner, let me get your thoughts on this here. So, of course, you know, we're not going to, belabor the point about Florida State being left out. I kind of thought that we've all moved on. Maybe you haven't yet. But what do you make of the letters that have been going back and forth with Senator Rick Scott? We had the Attorney General of the state standing in front of Doak Campbell Stadium a couple of days ago in a very nice garnet-colored blazer, saying that they are going to be opening an investigation into whether antitrust laws. You're a big Florida State fan, so your perspective here is more than I. To me, it's like, look, this is embarrassing. Let's move on. Or are you of the opinion that, this is something that the constituency wants to see happen here? What side of the fence are you on as far as Florida lawmakers, national lawmakers going to the levels that they are to try to keep this around?
I'm glad you asked that, Joe, because last week I think I was I'm a little flustered, even though we were almost a week out from that decision. But you made a good point. You know, I think fan bases around the country outside of the FSU fan base is over it, and they're sick of hearing about it, and they want to move on. At the same time, I will say, you know, this only happened to one team, and if it was your team, you might feel a little differently. And as far as the investigation, if that's what you want to call it, I'm interested to see what comes of it because I've just never seen anything like this. But from a football standpoint, you know, I'll tell you, you haven't heard anything from Mike Norvell. You haven't heard very much from any players on the issue. And my thought is they're in the lab. They're trying to cook up something special for the Orange Bowl. I think that's their focus right now. After almost 2 weeks now, Joe, my focus has somewhat shifted toward trying to enjoy this little bit of football season that we have left. At the same time, if you want to speak out about what's happened, if you're a fan, speak out about it, because I think, you know, seeing things through a different lens being a Florida State fan, because you have a lot of these teams included in the playoffs that are loving to chime in on this and justify why they're in there. But I'll go back to this. It's not about who's in the playoff. It's about who was left out of the playoff. And I enjoy hearing it. I like seeing the clips. I know there's a whole lot of beef going on right now with Kirk Herbstreit. I grew up watching the guy. I love College Game Day. And to me, it's fun and game. Hopefully, we can maybe move past this after the game against Georgia. Win or lose, just have fun with it. You know, you can't take away that 13-0 record. It was awesome. And at the end of the day, Joe, we always have next season.
Yeah, that's right. Talking with Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. I saw this conversation on your Facebook page here about you kind of wanting to relive your youth, looking for a video game system because next summer is going to be the return of NCAA football. So, how did the public sway your opinion, and how much are you looking forward to being able to launch a dynasty with Florida State virtually?
Oh, I can't wait, Joe. And I tell you, I think the older I get, my patience runs a little thinner. I have waited and waited and waited for this game for so long.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe it's actually coming. I'm so excited. I bought this game every single year. For years, I mean, going back to NCAA Football 03 with Joey Harrington,
oh, yeah.
I think was maybe
that
the
was
first
my
one.
That was my first version on the Nintendo GameCube.
Hey, same here. We had the GameCube. Transitioned to original Xbox. I posed the question, newer Xbox or PlayStation 5, because I've been out of it so long. I'm willing to take a jump and get a new system, but I was Xbox. I had a 360, and oh man, I played this game day in and day out with just about every team in the league I had a dynasty with. Oh, it makes me feel like a kid again. I think that's why I'm just so anxious to get this game. I can't say the family's excited for me to get it, but may take a little time away. But I'll be good to them. I'll probably play after midnight if it all pans out and is actually released.
Well,
next summer.
Listen, I think that first of all, the answer is PS5. That's the answer to your question.
You definitely got some points for that. I'm marking it down.
Yeah. The second thing is that I think that a listener viewer dynasty league on the PS5 with local gamers with you and myself, I think that is something that we can arrange here once the game is released.
Oh yeah. Count me in because I'll be the first to admit, look, I'm not going to get cocky here and say I'm going to just win out all the way,
yeah.
But I'm not going to give up. So give me some time, and we'll be battling it out.
Absolutely. Tanner, what are your plans for the weekend here as we got the last weekend before Christmas? Well, actually, it's not.
I just was informed of Polar Express showing tomorrow on base at NAS Pensacola at the National Naval Aviation Museum. That one's a big one for me. It brings back a lot of memories. Second grade, my second grade teacher surprised us after school one day and took us on a bus to the theater, and our parents were waiting for us to watch Polar Express. I'm not sure if that gives away my age or not. You could do the math yourself, but I like that movie. The problem is, Joe, with a two-year-old, I mean, it's like taking a Boston Terrier into the theater. You just you don't know what in the world she's going to do. Is she going to jump around? Is she going to watch? Will she sit still? I'll say this. She's growing up fast, and she's really, really ceases to amaze me every day. We're having a longer and longer conversation. So maybe we can withstand the movie tomorrow. Weather looks dark, so... we may just sit around the house and watch our own Christmas movies.
Very good. All right. Well, Tanner, you enjoy it. I'm not going to be here next Friday, so we'll catch up after the Christmas holiday. So you and your family have an awesome Christmas. All right.
Hey, looking forward to it, Joe, and likewise, Merry Christmas to all of you, and we'll catch up soon.
All right. The one and only Tanner Stewart joining us here as he does each and every Friday on News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Always appreciate talking to him there. 5:48 here, right before our final break this hour, we'll get an update on the roads and weather. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. Looking at traffic here.
Turn your mic on.
What's that?
Oh, there we go. That was my bad.
I was about to say, I'm good to go,
I turned
brother.
Off the program thing here.
Sorry about that. Oh, I don't know why I'm apologizing. Anyway, looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, Pine Forest Road still giving us some issues, though it is dying down significantly. If you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest, trying to get onto I-10 westbound, expect some issues there. That's still looking kind of backed up. North Davis Highway, if you're traveling southbound towards the intersection with Olive Road, that's giving us issues as well. Other than that, a lot of the issues we were dealing with in Pensacola itself has seemingly died down. The last big ones in Santa Rosa County, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, that is still pretty much backed up at the moment.
All right, and looking at the weather, meteorologist Alan Strum once again.
Clouds are moving back in the skies tonight. Overnight lows will be in the 50s. We've got a good chance for rain on Saturday. Look for showers and maybe a thunderstorm. That's going to be mainly during the afternoon hours right on into Saturday night. So off and on rain is expected. High of about 60 on Saturday. On Sunday, the rain should be out and the clouds should begin to clear. High Sunday, low 60s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Currently 63 54 overnight. Just saw this here. So we told you, I want to say it was maybe 3-4 weeks ago. So Lionel Messi had his 6 World Cup jerseys that he wore for each of the games, right?
Yeah.
They sold at auction today. The sale price, $7.8 million.
So wow.
There you go. 550. We'll be back with some wacky stories. Good news to finish up hour number 2. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy 2 of our products and get the 3rd free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day. It's a Pensacola Christmas tradition, celebrating local voices and warm spirits. Hear local choirs, symphonies, and musicians playing their favorite holiday music. A Pensacola Christmas concert starts 6 p.m. Christmas Eve right here on News Radio 92.3.
Brought to you by Cadell & Company and Howard Young Flooring.
This is Lewis Bear from the Lewis Bear Company, wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Monroe Watley at Frontier Motors, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at the WEAR Morning News, and there's a lot more of us than you see every day on TV, we certainly wish you happy holidays.
From our family to yours, all the joys of the season.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, a lot of the congestion we've been dealing with so far tonight has died down significantly. The worst one right now is Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, or if you're traveling southbound going in that same area trying to get onto I-10 westbound, expect some issues there. Other than that, we were dealing with some issues on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. That is still present, but nothing too severe at the moment. Same can be said about traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards the intersection with Olive Road. Beyond that, Santa Rosa County, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to get over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton, that is still backed up significantly as well. So if you're in that area, expect to not be moving too fast for a good portion of that road there.
Clouds are moving back in for the weekend, and there's a good chance for rain. Overnight, it's lows in the 50s, high Saturday of about 60, with a rain chance that's high during the middle of the day, and that continues right on into Saturday night. The rain should be out on Sunday. The clouds will begin to clear. Sunday's highs, low 60s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Definitely will. Right now, down to 61, 54, the overnight low tonight, mostly cloudy skies, and a high surf warning, or advisory rather, in effect for the weekend as well. A couple of wacky stories. A guy in Scotland was driving, and he had to sneeze, so he pinched his nose, sneezed anyway, and it ended up tearing a hole in his windpipe. Ouch.
Yeah.
Doctors say he didn't need surgery, thankfully, and it healed on its own after a couple of weeks, but it is never a good idea to try to hold in a sneeze like that. I don't know why people just hold in sneezes anyway. I've known a few people over the years that just, for whatever reason, they just won't let it go out.
I do when I'm alone, but if I'm in public, especially if it's a more quiet environment, I'm not going to go and just, like, let whatever comes out come out. I'm not doing that.
Well, you got to cover your nose. I mean.
Well, but I know. And then what? Let's say something gets on your hand and you pull your hand away and some unfortunate stranger sees
never
that.
Never happened. Never and, happens.
It happened to a person I think I knew in school. Anyways, a Wisconsin father and daughter are getting the credit for discovering what's thought to be a 150-year-old shipwreck in Lake Michigan. Tim Wallach and his 6-year-old daughter Henley were out fishing near Green Bay back in August when the Back in August when the sonar detector picked up an unusual ping. He posted the pics to social media where it caught the attention of the Wisconsin Historical Society. The society says it's a wooden 3-masted sailing ship, and while it hasn't been confirmed, it seems like it's the George L. Newman. The ship was lost in 1871 carrying a load of lumber while trying to make its way through thick smoke from a wildfire.
Some good news today. Legendary sports broadcaster Dick Vitale says he's cancer-free.
I thank all of you for your prayers and your unbelievable love you've sent me. It meant so much to me. I tell you, it's been tough. It's been tough. But boy, I just say have faith, think positive, and I've tried to do that. God bless all of you.
That was Vitale in October. The 84-year-old is he announced the news on social media yesterday, writing, "Santa Claus came early."
And a cop in Minnesota risked his life to save two fishermen who fell through an icy lake. He also saved their dog. He didn't have protective gear or anything. A special rescue unit was on the way, but he thought that might take too long. So he just took matters into his own hands. He tied a rope to himself and slid out on his stomach. Other cops pulled them all back in.
Also, congratulations to UWF defensive lineman John McMullen today. He was named a first-team Division II All-American from the Conference Commissioners Association. And since he was also named to the AFCA and AP teams, he is the first unanimous first-team All-American in UWF program history.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And lastly, best-selling author James Patterson just gave $300,000 in Christmas bonuses to employees at independent bookstores around the U.S. 600 people got $500 each. They were nominated by their boss or members of the community. James Patterson, if the name rings a bell, holds the record for most number one New York Times bestsellers, including books like Along Came a Spider, Kiss the Girls, and the Alex Cross series.
5:59, that'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We're back in 10 minutes or so. Give another full rundown if you missed the first 2 hours on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.